Blog Talk Radio. That's why I know this feeling good and strong. Trying hours will seem to get along. I want to see the fact you mean so much to me. Let me rectify, I mean it honestly. Life is strange. Believe me, it is true.
I am Otep and Better Love. You are listening to the Truth to Power show with Beverly and Eric, and we have a new guest with us tonight, and that's going to be really interesting here. Eric, thank you for joining us tonight. Good to have you with us on Truth to Power.
Thank you for pulling out the couch this evening, Beverly, and allowing us on your porch.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing in the Mayfields and the Mayweather.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
All right. Yeah.
Happy birthday to
Mayfield. Yes. Curtis Mayfield, Earth Return. I believe he was born in around 1942, if I want to say, 42 or 45, one of those two. But, man, big ups. He's still leaving his impressions with us, you know what I mean? Still impressing on it, so... Big up, man. The makings of you. And Beverly, I'm out here hugging this oak tree. I want to allow the people to understand my surroundings. Nature is out here cutting up. They was loving the vibes of the Ohms and the sweet Curtis Mayfield. And I'm hugging onto an oak tree. It's a skinny oak. I call it skinny because it's a baby amongst all these huge ones. And I also have near me a cedar tree, and I'm surrounded by pecan trees and pine trees. And what else we have? Yep, we have some elm, mulberry. And so, yes, I'm amongst family members that, you know, I'm holding on to them. I'm in their midst, and, ooh, all the creatures just be quiet now. They listening. Everybody just be quiet all of a sudden. I love it. I love it. So, yes, looking forward to our guests, and always look forward to being on the couch with you, Beverly. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure here to have you and family members and guests on the porch with us. And I think I see one of our guests' hands raised. So do you have anything you want to say before we open the line up, Eric?
No.
Do you want me to open the line?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All righty, area 702-205.
Hello, this is Jasmine, Queendom Cultivation.
Ah,
well, thank
greetings,
you for
greetings.
Joining us.
Welcome.
Greetings. Thank you for having me. I'm happy
to be here. Come on in. Make yourself at home. Take your shoes off if you don't already have them off. Yeah. We got the Mayfields and Mayweather, and we're doing good. Yes. Well, introduce the I'm sorry, Beverly, you please. I'm gonna sit back and
go ahead.
All right.
Finish your conversation.
Well, please introduce yourself and let us know who you are, and then we want to know how you got into this vibration. I looked at y'all website. I sent it to Beverly too. We both agree it's very beautiful, and pleasing to the eyes. A very clear, pristine, clean vibration coming through. You know, and we want to know more about it. I actually was able to link up with y'all through one of our listeners. I want a big old Trauma Hawk out there. That's how I know him in his ether name, Trauma Hawk. He said he frequents y'all store and buy products from y'all. Yeah. So, yeah, he linked me up. He told me about y'all. And so I called right away. I got in contact, and here we are. So, yes, please. I'm going to sit back and put myself on mute, and then, we can buy.
Shout out to Trauma Hawk for putting us out there. We really do appreciate him here at the Queendom community as one of our tribe members. I am Jazz. I'm the queen of Queendom Cultivation. I created it back in 2017 with the original intention, and it's still my intention to this day, of connecting our community to the earth on a deeper level. So using tools of crystals, herbs, aromatherapy, essential oils, just helping our community connect to the earth and ultimately connecting deeper to our higher selves. So out here in Las Vegas, we have a crystal shop and a spiritual wellness center, and this is our second location that we've opened up. And we're here for community. We started up in the Bay Area and found our way down to Las Vegas, and we've kind of settled here and have pushed this energy, this intention with our space to be kind of a contrast to what people think Las Vegas is when they think of Las Vegas. So it's not just about partying and drinking. You can also find some healing here. And that's what we're offering in our space and in our store.
Excellent.
Y'all got them pyramids in Las Vegas. I know where your shoes are. Yeah, man. Y'all got the I know it's desert in the desert. Go ahead, Beth.
No, I was just how long have you been into this form of vibration?
Going on 7 years. I started back in 2015.
And how did you, was this from a childhood that you've already always been connected, or fell into it or was introduced into it?
I was introduced into it. I was raised Southern Baptist. I'm from South Carolina, so I grew up in the church.
Okay.
And that's where a lot of my family, you know, that's the connection my family has to spirituality. I met my partner in 2015, he introduced me to crystals when he bought me my first rose quartz bracelet. And at the time, I was a full-time graduate student. I was working full-time at a nonprofit in San Francisco, and the work environment was very toxic for me. It was really impacting me in ways I didn't even recognize at the time. And then he gave me that bracelet, and I started to realize a shift happening within me. And I recognized the importance and the power of these healing crystals. So I started to dive deeper. I started to research more, to meet more people who have immersed themselves into this work. And I kind of haven't, I just haven't stopped since then. And it's been a really powerful tool that I cultivate and manifest the life around me. And so that's why Queendom cultivation is so important, because we can use the tools of the earth to cultivate our lives around us and ultimately our best selves.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent. I bought three tarot decks from you too. I love decks that I saw.
I think I saw that order come. Thank you.
So you offer so much. You also offer classes too, correct?
We do. We teach crystal healing. We teach chakra healing. Our space offers yoga. So our space is open to different practitioners of the healing arts. So yoga practitioners, readers, Reiki practitioners. We do crystal light therapy in this space as well. But my partner and I, we have a YouTube channel called That Crystal Couple, and we teach community how to use these crystals in the most effective ways to operate with them. So chakra healing, crystal healing. I feel like I'm forgetting sacred herbs, all that.
And for people that, you know, is not used to or just getting into this, especially working with the crystals, what's the best when they go and purchase a crystal? I mean, is it, do they pick the crystal or the crystal pick them, or how do they know what crystal to get?
I always suggest that people, before they walk into any type of spiritual shop, to do a self-inventory of how they feel first. So pay attention to how your head feels, to how your stomach feels, to how your body feels, what's your temperature. That way you know that when you pick anything up, when you walk into that space, or even when you just walk in, you know how your body shifts during that experience, whether that's holding the crystal or just walking through the doors. And if that feels good to you, then that's a crystal that you can go with. If it starts to feel like, if you start to get a headache, that might be an idea of a crystal that might be too powerful for where you are right now. Work your way up to that. Mm-hmm. But always allow your intuition to guide you. You can use the like info cards and everything like that that's usually provided in the different shops. You can read books and all that, but our ancestors always had intuition to guide them. They didn't have the crystal Bible. So they had to go with what they had. The best tool in our arsenal is our intuition. So use that when you go to places and see if it feels right to you, go with it.
Yes, yes. And sometimes crystals have a tendency to, when they get full, you know, when you carry them, they have a tendency to disappear on you too sometimes. And I have some, and I might not find them until 6 months months later, and they'd be right there in front of my face, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they disappear when they need to, and they come back when you need them.
Yes, yes, that is so true. Now, also, now, the healing, you do Reiki? Have Reiki supply? You're a Reiki master? Okay. And do you teach classes on that?
We don't offer Reiki.
Or they come to you for healing. Okay.
Yeah, they come to us for Reiki, but we're not Reiki masters yet. We're Reiki practitioners, so we're not teaching others yet.
Okay. And for those that's not familiar with that, what is Reiki healing?
Reiki is using universal life force energy to help clear blockages that you might have in your energy body. So we have our seven major chakras, and then we have a bunch of other chakras, but Reiki focuses on the seven major ones and clearing out energy blockages from root to crown. So if we're feeling stagnant in life, or if we're dealing with like depression, or if we're dealing with fear and anxiety, stuff like that, a lot of that stems from the energetic imbalances that we're experiencing in our body. And oftentimes, especially with our communities, that exhibits itself in physical illness as well. So Reiki helps to remove those blockages that causes those types of traumas in the body by allowing you to work through them energetically. That way we can heal ourselves physically too.
Okay. Yeah, and we really need that now with all of this that's going on with everything that's happening with COVID and all of that stuff. We really need mm-hmm. healing. What is a reader circle?
A reader circle. So our home, our in-house reader, she hosts a school called Tiki's Tarot Academy. And so yesterday she mm-hmm. had her reader circle where a bunch of the readers came together and offered readings to one another just to practice their skills.
Okay. And so if someone wants a tarot reading, or is that what she gives, the tarot reading or intuitive reading, they can come mm-hmm. to your shop and they can get one. Okay, excellent.
They can.
And what is a sound healing for children? What is that?
So a lot of things are happening in our society right now involving the kids, and they're really under attack mm-hmm. and really vulnerable. So we're using what we can do to create a space for them to feel safe and to fully relax. And so using the vibrations of the sound bowls and different frequencies to help break up any energy that they might be storing in their bodies that's negative or causing harm in order to, like, allow them to really heal. So it's interactive. They learn how to play the instruments as well. And it's just something fun for them to do that isn't part of the normal day-to-day.
And you also have books, too, don't you, for the young people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have books for all ages.
Okay.
We have books for all ages.
Okay. And what is a crystal moon mirror or mirror?
So my partner, he teaches a workshop called Crystal Moon Mirror Making. So he teaches you how mm-hmm. to create it's a mirror that's shaped in the form of a crescent moon, and he shows you how to attach the crystals to it and set an intention with it so that you can have the mirror on the wall and periodically look at it and say your affirmations. So it's a workshop. It's a creative workshop.
Excellent. And where are you located again? So if people want to, and give your online.
We are in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we are right up the street from the mm-hmm. Strip, about a 10-minute drive up from the Strip. And you can find our online information on queendomcultivation.com. So queendom, like kingdom, but queen, queendomcultivation.com, and on Instagram and Facebook at Queendom Cultivation.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. I'm going to go to a tune, and then if you have any questions or comments, you can call in, and I'll be back in 4 minutes.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Life on running to what's in my pocket. I can't get a thing to have of my own. That's why I wanna be free. That's why I wanna be free. Like a bird in the tree. Like a bird in the tree. So go with me. Singing songs of freedom. Singing songs of freedom. Yes, in the springtime.
Eric?
Mackie Priest. Yeah. That was fire. Thank you for that, babe. I was out here skanking in the yard. Ah, yeah. Yes, yes. So, let's see. Yeah, you have any callers, Biv?
I didn't hear you. Broke up a minute. What did you say? Do I have what?
I said, you have any hands up out there? You have any callers?
Well, I see, I don't know if these, let me see who this is. 702-296. 702-296.
Better love. I'm in the house.
Yeah. Greetings.
Am I on the front porch?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm with Eric Tomahawk checking in. Peace and blessings, Aunt Bev. How are you doing?
Thank you. Better love. Doing great.
Ivan, hey, brother, welcome in.
Well, thank you. I was out there skanking a bit in the garden myself, brother. I'm not going to lie. I'm out here hanging out with my boy, Terry, representing that Guyana.
Ah, big up.
The red, gold, and the green, and we're taking in the vibrations. Much appreciation to Sister Jasmine of Queendom. Much love for that sister. Much respect for her. I've been happy to see her grow her business, grow her dreams, and I would like to think that myself and my family, we gave her all the energy and appreciation so that she can do what she needs to do for the people out here in the desert.
All right. Great.
Yeah, I'm talking about beautiful link.
And it's a beautiful journey because the crystals that Eric sent out to me, I actually went there to go see Jasmine and so she can get it rap-a-dap-a-snap-a, you know what I mean?
Rap-a-dabba snappa. Yeah.
And so I ran into a beautiful sister by the name of Zena, and she totally flipped the space out. And I'm like, wait a minute. This whole energy of us connecting and sharing our gifts and our tags. You know, we share our tags. We share our talents, our abilities, our gifts, our skills.
Yes.
And the ones that pick up on those tags, on those vibrations, they have a way to send them forward, send them over to Robert X, send them out to Mama AZ. Rod Haynes, I see you out there. share that love, because that's who we are. We're the love rich people.
Yeah.
We're the soul people.
That's true.
We've got so much soul and so much love into us, man. That, you know, I ain't even going to go into it, but you can see what they're trying to do to us in our ancestral homeland. And they know they ain't right. These people got their feet up on your couch, and me and Eric, we ready to just say, you know what? You gots to go, cuz. You gots to go. You're interfering with the beauty and the vibration on what is Amorica, what is queendom. We're here in our homeland. Live in love and love in life and live in love. That's who we are. So respect our continent, north, south, and central. Amorica, the love-rich people, the soul-wealthy people. And I mute my mic. Thanks, Aunt Beth. Peace out.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Better love. Okay, let's go to 702-812. Do you have your mute on?
I'm here. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Greetings.
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
loud and clear.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine. Oh, thank you so much,
okay.
Ms. Beverly. And was it
thank
Eric?
You.
Did I get that right?
Yes. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you guys for bringing your love vibration and for having Jasmine on of Queendom Cultivation. I just love her and Sharique so much, just for, you know, who they are as business people, but I love them authentically just as they are, business or not. They are beautiful inside and out, and I'm so grateful to have crossed paths with both of them, their staff, her mom. It's been beautiful since the day that I met them. I've taken some classes with them, and I don't want to talk about my business too much, but I did take over her space that she had on Valley View. I have a boutique here, which is how I met Trauma Hawk just today, and he shared with me
So tell us about your business.
Oh, well, I moved in here really because Queendom Cultivation was in here, and this business was so, this building or my room, or I don't know how to say it, but you know what I mean, was so blessed with their energy, and I just loved them so. So I was like, I want to be there. So I encourage people to celebrate themselves and wearable art and accessories. So I offer vivid threads, if you will, and everything in my store is infused with love. But I just really wanted to share some love and my appreciation for Queendom Cultivation and for Jasmine and Sharique.
Okay.
Mostly, yeah.
What is it that you do again? Say it again.
Sure. I encourage people to celebrate their essence and wearable art and accessories. So I have an incredible collection of unique clothing, mostly for women, and jewelry as well. I also offer guided meditation, and soon we'll be offering yoga classes here. But I remind people to naturally just to be themselves, to love themselves, and to celebrate their essence.
Okay. And what is your website?
My website is atmwithlove.com.
ATM machine? ATM?
No, N is in Nancy. My business is all together now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ATN. Yeah. Okay, all righty.
With love.
Well, we're going to check you out, and the family listening is going to go and see on your webpage. So what can you tell us, you know, with all of this that's going on here now, all this energy, what do you suggest?
I suggest that you
wearing
that you always, and, yeah, I suggest that you really, to be honest with you, my my thing is always love, peace, and kindness. That is our first nature. And that's just something that we can be individually, and then collectively that will just come about, you know. So my first medicine that I understood, you know, as a child was joy. I think if you tap into your joy, then you're always going to want peace and love in your life. And love is such an easy, I feel, an easy thing to tap into once again, because it is our first nature. So I'm all about love, kindness, and connection. It's very, very simple, or at least I feel that it is. And I think the best way to calm, you know, chaos is to be in awareness that it doesn't always have to be that way. So definitely call in your tools, you know, tarot reading, crystals, you know, meditation. But the first mindset has to be peace and connection and love. Yeah. What I
and so it's like the energy, you know, what happens when you are in an energy of attack, you know, how you just, and I would say even if it's not attack, it could be taking your attention away, trying to keep you unfocused, you know. How can a person, you know, get into that love, or either keep that love vibration? You know, to me, it's kind of like riding in a certain lane, and you know how you get distracted or you fall asleep and you start going over to the next lane. How do you bring yourself back to stay in that lane and that vibration, even with the attacks or the distraction going on?
I think you always have to be mindful of your truth, you know what's truth for you. Like for me, you know, peace and love is my truth. And you have to call it in. Like Jasmine was sharing, like Sharique has, you know, does the, you know, the crystal mirrors, for example. So, you know what your tools are. What brings you peace? Is it going to the park? Is it meditations? Is it your crystals? Is it all of that? You know, find, you know, a place, whether it be your home or your car, and just sit still and remember who you are, remember what your gifts are, remember what your tools are, you know, bring them in, call them in, you know, calm yourself, talk to your ancestors, be still, you know, always know what your focus is. My focus and my intention is always on love and kindness. And I get challenged all the time. You know, when you're a love worker or you're a light worker, you know, people's mirrors, if you will, challenge that, you know, consistently. And, you know, just annoying on what I want to see in this world, what my gifts are to this planet, that calms me down, you know, so brings me back to center.
And then some people are here, they are warriors, they are Jedis. But it's like, I think it kind of feels like, you know, arm wrestling, you know, how one be trying to overpower the other one. And I think with those that are Jedis and warriors, it's just a matter of raising your vibration higher than that vibration that's attacking you.
Absolutely. And that comes back to knowing your truth.
Yeah.
Knowing your truth, so who you are, really, who you are to the core.
Excellent. Oh, Eric, did you have anything you wanted to add or ask? Eric,
man, I'm over here vibing
with nature.
I'm going in. I'm loving it. I'm loving it, boy. She said, you know, I'm paying attention because of the numbers. She said, be still. I remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about BE on the periodic table is beryllium.
Yes.
A beryl stone is emerald. And morganite and aquamarine and spodumene. So, yeah, be still. That's right. Be still and see the salvation. And, you know, B is 7 and still is 9. That's a golden saying right there. Be still. And then I was paying attention to Jasmine and her brother saying that they came down from the Bay Area, right, from the Golden Gate. They go that gold again. Back in the championship again. There it go. Here they go again with the gold, y'all. And I told y'all. They're using a phi ratio to show you the gold and everything, the phi. Where they getting the phi from? Boston Celtics. B is 2 and C is 3. There you go.
Wow.
They do it every time.
Okay.
They did it in the game with the Rams, and they did it in the game with the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs. And every championship is built on gold, nothing else. So yeah, man, I love it. I'm paying attention out here. I like the beautiful, fluid way that she explained that the brother gave her the rose quartz, and then the vibration from the rose quartz made an impression on her energy. Man, there you go. You can't say it no better than that. You know what I mean? You can't say it no better than that. That's fluid. That's real, especially that. I told y'all, Jada, listen to this. Jada,
okay.
Pink it. Y'all better pink it. Y'all better get y'all some rose quartz. Y'all better get y'all some pink jade. Jada, pink it. Right? Right in our face.
Yeah.
Who did he slap? He slapped Crystal Rock. He slapped Quartz Crystal.
Ooh.
Come on, y'all. It's a slap in the face.
Wow.
If you don't see this. Yeah. Come on, y'all. We
Crystal
always
Rock.
In fluid in the motion. Always in it. And then she kept saying, the main vibration is the love. Babe, you started the show with Ohms and then Curtis Mayfield, I'm in love.
In love.
I love it. Big up Trauma Hog and big up to his homie Terry from Sioux, Guyana. You know what I mean? I got connection with out there in America Sioux in Jerusalem. And so yeah, big up, man. Big up to the family out there. You know we worldwide listening to this thing, Hawaii, all over the Philippines. You know, we got people from all over. So yeah, big up. And I would love for the sisters to continue. It's so beautiful. I'm just going to sit back. I'm out here in nature. I'm loving it. You know, I mean, wow. Thank y'all so much for being here. We love it. And it is a beautiful connection. We are connecting through these earth. The earth is the mama have a way of getting us together. Y'all remember the movie Soul Food? Remember the little trickster, the little boy that tricked everybody to bring them to grandma's periodic table, to the sound table, to the turntable? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He tricked everybody, and we in Gemini. Don't they call Gemini the trickster? But y'all, there ain't no tricks. It's only treats. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going. I'm finna go on mute.
Trick or treat. Trick or treats. Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Eric. And also, you know, a lot of people, they talk about love, but when you can feel the energy, like the sister when she talked, you can feel that vibration on her. So it's not just someone just saying words. When you can definitely feel it, that makes a big difference. That's when you know you're dealing with truth, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so... All right, so I'm going to put some musical vibration on, and we'll get back to the mound table. Let me see. Here we go. We're going to do some crystals here.
Like a satellite through my blue double terminated appetite, cleansing emotions and heart's devotion with the malachite, electrify, magnetize with the magnetite, off the chain, renew my brain, magnesite, energize the blood, protect the aura with the hematite, talk to angels with the phenakite and petalite, petrified wood could take us to the highest heights, balance all chakras with the blue kyanite, it flows the kind of light, we blew the dynamite, ionite light, beams like selenite, crown chakra, third eye sight with tanzanite, Minnesota pipe, song chief, pastor pipe, at peace, we communicate easy with azurite, smoking THC crystals, get stoned on edibles, collecting all types of gemstones and minerals,
Green is all I need, aventurine, jade, and emerald. Shungite water is a medical miracle. Fullerenes renew my body like Wolverine. Pink and green, tourmaline, keep my heart pure and clean. Aquamarine opens the stream between me and the supreme. Laughing truly, laughing lazuli, protects and intervenes. Green spodamine brings me to my inner being. Citrine stimulates solar chakra number 3. Serpent she ride 33, like serpentine. Quartz, one with the forces of darkness, red and purple kundalini, I'm eating through garnet, got a fist full of stones like infinity gauntlet, amethyst balances, polarity consciousness, uplifts and assists, all accomplishments, the many uses of quartz are astonishing, shamanic tools, watches, computer technologies. Get light, tectite, and motivate our alien. Earth gives her love and blood through carnelian. Crystal children, rainbow, indigo, obsidian. Crystalline geometry, origin, Sirius. Lithium, formula, in leopard and light. Not polarized thinking, who's wrong and who's right. I boost acceptance and protection with the pink kunzite. Coordinate left and right hemispheres with the sugar light. Show you right, stabilize emotions with the solar light. No more lack, a heart attracts with the road at night. Spectrum, labyrinth light, spectralite, decalcify pineal sight, purple fluorite. We superconductors like a lightning strike on Ben Franklin's kite with the Franklinite. The highlight, giving praise and thanks day and night. Our light, our light, let's get it popping like a popolite and get it cracking like a geo with an inside hollow. Geometries, monoclinic, cubic trigonal, amorphous, or tetragonal, orthorhombic and hexagonal. Shivalinga, cinnabar, opal, coral, jasper, amber, open the portal that we resurrect out the carbon tombstone and transform to diamond or moonstone. Dipped in silver and gold like a young pharaoh. Bloodstone, agate, sapphires, beryls, tiger's eye, hawk's eye, bull's eye, sulfur, pyrites and copper sitting proper on my altar.
Right, we are on our spiritual journey tonight.
Wow, fire.
Talking your language.
Illuminati Congo. Illuminati Congo. And this brother and a bunch of youth is getting together, and they are putting out some really beautiful conscious music, y'all. Free Soul, Lava Girl, Ricardo Rich, and I could go on. What's her name? Lizzie Jeff. I could go on and on and on. Man, these youth are on fire, and we love it. And I ain't gonna never diss our youth. You know, like we talked about last week, Bev. Every generation have an elder looking out the window saying, "Lord, have mercy. Look at that." Every generation.
It don't matter. I remember
everyone.
The days.
Yeah, yes, do not give up. Hey, somebody or someone's, I would say a bunch of people never gave up on me, Bev. They never gave up on me. Never.
They never gave.
Actually, Eddie Rodriguez, who comes on with us from Puerto Rico, want to say big up to Eddie Rodriguez and his family, his mom. And I don't know if he made it back to Puerto Rico yet, Eddie Rodriguez, his primo, his cousin, Ronnie V, who I grew up with, man, I mean, we just got so much love, man, from our neighborhood family, you know, Filipinos, Samoans, Hawaiians, man, Japanese, we all whites, blacks, we all grew up together, Mexicans, we all grew up together, we all took different paths, but boy, when it come down to just looking out for each other, man, having respect for each other, when you come in in another person's home, another culture, man, if they're taking off their shoes, you take your shoes off. There's no question about it. You speak whether somebody speaks to you or not. If you're a visitor, you speak. You don't go touching stuff. You know, you ask politely if you want something. Man, it's so simple, y'all. You know what I mean? What happened to us? You know? So so give thanks. I'm not going left. I'm just saying that, you know, we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Let's take care of the simple, and it always solves the complicated. That's all I'm saying. And, man, what a beautiful vibe. Thank y'all so much for Grace and Beverly's Porch and the vibes.
Yes. Now, the sister, I want to ask her, give out your website again, because I don't think I wrote it down right.
Definitely. It is www. Then A is an apple. T is in Tom, N is in Nancy, with love.com.
Oh, that's where. Okay, with love.com. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now, you say you do clothing. Kind of explain to us what kind of clothing do you do? And you do jewelry, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do. I consider myself more of an art dealer. You just get to wear it.
Okay. Okay,
so
you wear the art. Okay.
Most definitely. And you are the masterpiece that drapes yourself in art. You know, I consider us all just, you know, walking masterpieces. And I offer beautiful threads for you to drape yourself with and celebrate your essence. Pretty much everything that I offer is very, very comfortable and very, very colorful. So pretty much relaxation, if you will, concerts, festivals, cruising, you know, those sisters who like to drape themselves comfortably and colorfully, you know, at the same time. So that's pretty much what I offer. I offer a unique shopping experience, very intimate. And I invite you to come in whenever you're in town or anybody listening in Las Vegas. Just come on in and feel the love, soak up the vibration and the kindness.
And is it a way that we could order online?
Unfortunately not. However, if you tune in to my social media pages, Instagram, as well as Facebook. A lot of people just, you know, get a hold of me and say, hey, I saw so-and-so in your store. Can you send me some details or some more pictures? And I'll be happy to communicate with you that way. So,
okay.
I'd like to provide
a
personal shopping experience. So, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at some of your outfits, and they look very comfortable, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, all righty.
So, you know, get a hold of me if you see something, you know, communicate. I'm old school, I guess, if you will, so I enjoy the one-on-one communication and conversation. So, yeah.
Excellent. All righty. Eric, did you have anything you want to add as we move forward here?
Man, add and multiply, but I'm going to chill. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be real cool. I'm going to chill. I've been on that maca today. I'm going to chill, all right? I'm going to chill. So I tell you what.
Okay.
we would like to always invite y'all. Welcome to the Mound Table. We have a beautiful, very beautiful, talented friend out of Vegas. Her name is Genevieve, and she has Gems of Light. She lives over there in Vegas. Her and Jason, I want to big them up.
Yeah.
And big up to my family, Shay and Kevin and Vince and Paul and all the family over there, Lyshanae, all the children, my daughter and, you know, my brothers and my nieces, Callie and Kayla. I always forget them, boy. They always let me know. You didn't say our name on the radio. Okay, I got y'all tonight, Callie and Kayla. Want to large them up. And their mom, Lisa. Yep, my mom, Papa Graham, Mama Graham, B-Row children and wife. You know,
nice
big
love.
Up everyone. Thank y'all so much. Yep, just all about love, man. You know, I'm tested with my talk and my action all the time, man. Eric, can you actually do what you say? That's an everyday test. So, you know, I'm getting better and better at it, y'all. So, yeah, like I said, let's have a little leisure with each other as we grow.
Yes. And what stone do you give us today?
Today, same as last week, Labradorite. Labradorite. Okay. And I'm gonna emphasize the pink. Why? Because right in the beginning of pink, you have pie. That's why. Not only that, y'all get a pen and write down the word pink before y'all exit. If y'all gonna exit, I don't know. I hope y'all stay around, but write down the word pink, and I will show you how potent this really is. Write down the word pink.
Okay.
It's always spelled out.
I got it.
You already see pi. You see pi. P is 7 and I is 9. You can put that under pi, 7 and 9. That's gold right there. Now, if you're going the other way, you have K, which we talked about is potassium, right? And you have N.
Yeah.
All right. That's 7. In between that is I. There's gold again, 7, 9, twice in the word pink. And I told y'all, 2, 2, 2, keep looking for the double. We doubling up always. Always double up in this year, 2, 2, 2. Everything is doubled up, everything. And be careful with gold because whatever your vibration is, when you add gold to it, it's going to multiply it. So be very – they don't call it the golden mean for nothing because it can be very mean. You can find yourself in a very awkward situation if you don't sort certain things out before you start messing with these geometries, you know, because it's nothing but purity in there. So if you have some kind of way out thoughts, once you start messing with these geometric shapes and some of these crystals, they'll rub up against you in a negative way. So we have to make sure that we sort, or in other words, start to share. You know, that's why if somebody order one crystal, I try to double or triple that. I'm sharing. Yeah. I'm sharing my vibration. I'm purging. I'm clearing out the thought that I only have enough for myself, which is a lie. So that's what I'm doing. And as I do that, y'all can see the magical ride that we're taking right now. We all been talking about the same thing, crystals, love, the earth. Man, this is where we're going, and don't try to go upstream on this one. You better get in the boat and go downstream. Don't go against the grain, y'all. Don't go against the grain. Yeah, that's about it. I love y'all very much, man. I love this vibration. It's fire. I love it. Thank you so much. I want to say big up to Trauma Hawk again. Trauma Hawk and the brother from Guyana. You know, big up, big up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Much love and kindness to each of you as well.
Yeah. So much. We have who is two? Let's see, who is 214520? 2115. I'm sorry, 215520.
Yes. How you doing?
Great. Better love. Who is this?
I got a question. Is this a good time to do a reading for me?
I don't know. Does sister here, do she do readings? The other one, she, the 702-205 left.
Okay.
I don't think we, what the sister that's on with us, what's your name? What is your name? Chloe,
Lena?
Sister. Lena?
Yes. Zena.
Okay. You don't do readings, right?
No, I don't. I don't offer readings.
Okay.
But if he goes
clothes.
On the
okay,
correct. But if he goes on the Queendom Cultivation website, he can get in contact with somebody underneath her roof that will do, you know, like a distant reading or over the phone reading. So that's something that he can, you know, get connected with. Her name is her business is Tiki Customs, and she does offer readings, but. Yeah, so
okay.
He can just go on the queendomcultivation.com website.
Okay, you heard that, caller?
It's queendomcultivation.com.
Correct.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank
you, caller.
All right.
Most definitely.
Okay, let's see who we got here. I see, Eddie, I don't see your hand raised, but I know you're listening.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show, and Sis sounds lovely with her creative self. It's good that she's walking in her energy. Better love. You know,
yes.
What's up,
yes.
E?
Yes.
Better love. Big up, Ed. Big up. Welcome.
Thank you.
Indeed. That's what time it is, you know. It was a wonderful thing for them to bring out this testdemic because it woke everybody up, gave everybody enough of a time out to let those internal juices permeate and boil over. So just like those crystals, E. So, yeah, it's wonderful. I'd like to know how long Sis had her business.
Are you speaking of Queendom Cultivation or All Together Now?
All, yours is All Together Now?
Mine's is All Together Now, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you had your business?
I've been offering wearable art and accessories really since about 2006. However, I finally stepped into myself, if you will, and I've been open brick and mortar style since March 15th of this year.
All right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels really good.
Your brother. You got
to
ask.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there because I don't know if she got, you know, Bassett, you know, that the Kemet deity's nails and whatnot. You say something, they don't like it. Yeah, are you doing anything for men?
I do have a few men's shirts, and you're definitely welcome to come in and browse. I also offer guided meditation here as well. So, and everyone is welcome to that too. You can find that information on my website, or you can just give me a call and we can chat about the details.
Awesome. Is your number on the website?
It is. I'll be happy to give it to you as well. It is 702 608-7268, and I'll repeat that again. It's area code 702-608-7268.
Excellent. Yeah. I know Brother Eddie will call and ask some questions. Yeah, do you do hypnosis? You got that hypnotic kind of voice, too.
I kind of put you out a little bit, I guess. I've been told. No, I do. With the guided meditation, so I don't necessarily term it as hypnosis. However, if you go out and travel to wherever you need to be, then so be it. And then I do bring you gently back, so I don't just leave you hanging out on the cliff, you know. So
What's
your name, Empress?
I'm sorry.
And what's your name?
My name is Zena. And it's spelled with an X. So it's X is an X-ray, E is an echo, N is an Nancy, A is an apple.
Zena.
Yes.
Aren't you unique forever, ever?
Yeah, I hope so.
You are. Send your voice and everything. That's beautiful.
I hope so. Thank you. Spread the love and the respect. It's just how we were raised. We're just so far cut. I shouldn't say some are far removed, you know, from their kind roots. And, yeah, just what it's about for me, love, respect, and kindness, you know, simple. Just be you. Just be you.
Oh,
you know, we're all called
Earthside
to bring about our unique gifts. I'm sorry, I'm stepping outside to grab my sign. We're all called Earthside to bring about our unique gifts. I'm living proof that, you know, no two people have to do the exact same thing as our fingerprints and our footprints. That is testimony. Not even quadruplets have the same fingerprint or footprint. So
that
is living proof that we're all called Earthside to bring about our gifts, you know?
Yeah.
And that is what time it is.
Go ahead, sis.
Good, Ben. No, I just want to say that's what time is embarking on the Aquarian Age. Ed, I yield. What was you going to say, please?
No, I was just going to tell you that you are so right about, you know, what has happening over these last 2 years here.
when you look at it, it's really a blessing, because now it has forced people, or either made people aware of who they really are and what gifts that they really have, and people are starting to use it and paying attention now. It's kind of like we were, some was kind of like sleepwalking, and now it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Who am I? Am I this? I didn't know I was that. So this is really an awakening time here for us.
Yep, that's exactly what time it is. You know, everybody is walking in the grace of spirit, and they're starting to flow in their abundance. Those who are willing, but, you know, just like what the Empress is talking about, we all who chose to come here, who didn't get fooled to come back to the physical or whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
we're given to life our sole purpose, what we came here to do. And some of us anyway, but it's awesome. A lot of people are painting and doing all kind of stuff. Have you started creating your own patterns? You know how you buy, I forgot what it's called, but a piece of material and it has a specific design on it or something. Are you starting to purchase your own material, getting it designed the way you want it? Zena?
No, I haven't.
Not yet, right? Please say not yet.
I mean, people have approached me with that because my logo is pretty unique, and I may, like, consider that, you know, sometime in the future. I'm not exactly sure what I want to go into necessarily with, you know, with design for right now, and for a while I've just been enjoying, you know, draping people in love, you know. It feels like it's enough for me at this time, you know. However, my ear and my heart's always open, you know, to how I can, you know, connect with people on a higher vibration or a deeper level. So thank you for the suggestion.
That's who we are.
Yeah.
That's another thing we got from one of our people named Ma AZ. She says, thank us. So it's not just about me. It's all about we. It's about us. It's not even us. It's not even we anymore. It's us, because it takes all of us, you know, flowing in our abundance. Hey, Bev.
Yes. Yes, Eddie.
If you could, before you close the show, that old song by Carlos Santana, Love, Devotion, and Surrender. Do you remember it?
Love. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Love. And what is it?
Love,
I
Devotion, and Surrender.
Okay. All right. I'll look for it.
Yeah, I think.
I'll see if
you know.
I feel it got. Okay. Well, I'm going to put. All right, I'm going to put another song on here. This is Portal, 333.
Yeah.
That was another bullet from Lava Girl and Free Soul. And 333 Portal is what we're in right now. Even though it says 333, it's still 222. Why? If you write down the word 3 and you do the just basic numerology, 1 through 26, when you finish decoding 3, it will give you the number 2. So 333 is 222 portal. and also, it equals 6, right? 2022 is a 6. Well, 333 is the 6, the master, and then you add another 3, and it's a 9. So, I mean, what they say, it is what it is. So, yeah, that was a simple, I say, oh, yeah, this is perfect for tonight, you know. Everything lines up. It's just beautiful. I love it. So thank you for flipping that one, Bev. So as many combinations that you can do with numbers, many combinations you can do with your mind, many combinations you can do with clothes, many combinations you can do with gemstones, you know, many combinations. Y'all remember we have options. When people tell you that there's no food, look how much cactus is in the desert. You will never run out of food. Never. Mm-hmm.
Mesquite flowers.
Yes, yes.
Mesquite pancakes, mesquite soup, so much you can do.
Yeah, talk about it. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we are dripping in minerals, dripping in it like stardust. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Yeah, and the best water is dew water in the morning, dew crystal, when nature, just the precipitation from nature, the dew. In Nagaland, I have a friend from Nagaland, India. She said her mom, ever since they was a youth, any kind of little earache, eye problem, anything, acne, mm-hmm. anything that come up, she would get the dew off the big banana leaf and drip it mm-hmm. in their ear and put it in their eye and wash their face with it, and that would immediately go away. So, yeah, I love it, y'all. Yes, definitely. So, yeah, that's the 333, Bev. It's short and simple and sweet. It's all codes.
Awesome. Okay. So while I'm looking for Eddie record here, do you have any other codes here for us?
Oh, man. Yeah, well, yeah, let's let our, we still have our guest with us. We still have our guest with us, and I would love to hear any input that they have, you know, anything they want to add to the build already. So it's such a beautiful vibe. This is our first time meeting them. Hopefully they'll join us again in the near future. Come back to the table. Yeah, yeah, with any progress, you know, we're gonna order from y'all. And we got Trauma Hawk out there. You know, I want to keep in contact with that brother. It's a good contact. Hey, Beverly, I'm glad we on this subject. You reminded me earlier today. I'm gonna talk about it now. I've been sending out packages, and it's been a delay. Kaya French told me it has something to do with the Mercury retrograde, which will be coming to an close here sometime during the night. It'll come to a close. So Metro, but I do want to say that has been the holdup. People have been getting them, even though they've been like 3 weeks to a month late. I've never had that happen, but they are out there. I did send them off. And anybody that I haven't gotten to, I still haven't forgot. And also my phone, it's not my phone, but the frequencies are changing on me. So these phones, they can't handle the frequency. I'm going to have to do something else to communicate in the near future. So I'm working on that. And other than that, so the floor is open. Anybody can talk about whatever. I've been harvesting berries galore, y'all. What's naturally coming up in my area is berries and wild grapes galore, and figs. The figs will be ready in about 2 weeks. The figs will be ready. And real watermelon will be out in about a week or two, y'all. Real water, not them seedless things. That real watermelon will be out. Hey, Beverly, what's watermelon in Espanol? Beverly, do you remember how to say watermelon in Espanol?
I remember you told me, but you know, I didn't hold on to it. Can you tell me again?
Sandia. There you go. You got it. It just rolls off the tongue, don't it? Sandia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all get it.
Y'all said it at the same time, E. You and the sister said it at the same time. Like, you know, y'all was saying now. Sandia. Y'all said it together.
Yeah, right. That's double up. Everything double. Yes. So, yeah, y'all get it in. You know, nature's... Y'all, we ain't gonna never run out of food. Cut the crap, y'all. We ain't gonna never run out of food. And as a matter of fact, 9 minutes of sun gazing will give you food to last you for 3 days. Oh. They go 333 right there. They go a 333 code.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, yes.
You can fit the United States almost three times in Africa and still have some change left over. It's ridiculous to think that there's no food. That is a man-made scarcity type of consciousness ideology to create fear and chaos. There's more air we can breathe than we can breathe. There's more food. There's more water than we can ingest. So that is man-made scarcity consciousness ideology. It's not true.
Yes, the control master. I call it, man-made nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say mankind-made, because man is one with nature, and nature takes care of itself. And as long as we walk with nature, just like what everybody's speaking on, flowing their abundance, there'll always be enough. I mean, there's vines. There's microgreens. There's so many things that you could put in right now. And then just like what E's saying, less than 2 or 3 weeks, you'll have what you need. Going back to the testdemic, it's giving you liberty to be self-sufficient. You know, anything you put in the ground in your backyard, if somebody has a backyard or if somebody has a little park near where they live, they can just clear off a piece of land, put their little sign there or whatever, and just put some seeds in the ground and just go talk to it every now and then. And nature will feed you. Nature will take care of you. Even vines like kudzu makes good soup. I mean, there's just so many things that you could just pull out the ground and put in some water, and it would be substance for the body. Body. I yield.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much. This has been fantastic, Trauma Hawk. Thank you for opening up the airways with your wonderful vibration. So much love, many blessings.
Yes, thank Trauma Hawk.
Yes.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you for joining us this evening. We appreciate the work that you do, too. And you're going to have to get online with us because, you know, we're listening from everywhere. So if some of us want to order, we'll be able to order from you, too.
Most definitely. Someone's on my website right now, and I just sent you a bunch of pictures. Is that you, Miss Beverly, from Michigan, that's on my website? Somebody's on my website now.
Yeah, that probably is me. I still have it open. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
I sent
you some pictures. And I'll be happy to do a live feed if you're ever available. If you have that kind of time, I'll take you through the store and you can just stop me and say, hey, I want to see that dress. Or I can do, you know, one-on-one Zoom or dual call or what have you. And I'll be happy to show you some pieces.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Thank us. And we appreciate
thank
you joining us. Okay.
Absolutely. Much love to Creating Cultivation as well. Definitely come check out her website. And if you're ever in town, definitely shop with her in person.
Yes. And
thank you so much.
Yes. We appreciate you, the work that you're doing. You're always welcome on the porch. Always
definitely.
Welcome.
Is it... 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every day, or is it just on Fridays? When can listeners tune in?
Well, mostly for Eric, it's on Thursday or Friday, either one. Weeks we are on Thursday, some we are on Friday, and I'm on Monday and Tuesday also. So it's usually Monday, Tuesday, and we try to have something for Thursday and Friday also.
Okay, wonderful.
And drumming on Sunday. Don't forget to.
Oh, that's right. I forgot my drumming. Yes, every Sunday at 3 o'clock, we do drumming to raise the vibration.
Fabulous.
For an hour drumming. Okay. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you again. And Eric, before we get off the porch, do you have anything you would like to say?
Yeah, I got some heart. I'm gonna lay down a little heartbeat for us, and then you could proceed, man. And we're looking forward. I'm gonna go ahead and announce for the listeners that's on the line now. We'll probably announce it again during the week. Next week, next Friday, on the 10th, we're gonna have in one of the biggest recording studios in North America. Put out so many artists came through there and did their first songs or did their first Grammy record or this studio is called Patchwork Records out of Atlanta, Georgia, and how they got started. The young man grew up with an artist named Raz Kaz. They grew up in the same neighborhood. And Raz Kaz put a tape in, and the brother heard the tape, and then and right off the bat he decided that we got to put this brother on record. You know, he got to be recorded to some of the most ridiculous hip hop he ever heard. So, and that's exactly what happened. The brother went to school. His brother had a recording studio. The studio wasn't making it, so he took it over, and now it is one of the leading recording studios out there in North America, you know, for any kind of music. Now they do all kinds of music, but at first it started off as hip-hop music. So, you know, big up to Patchwork. We'll have them on next Friday. So please join in, y'all. It's going to be fabulous. And
what are some of the artists they had, Eric, have went through Patchwork?
Man, oh, my God, man. Mary J., Usher, T.I., Busta Rhymes recorded there. Everybody have came through there. Everybody, KRS-One, everybody who or somebody in the recorded business that we know of, you know, in your top 20 have been through Patchwork and recorded. Everybody, Goody Mob, Outkast, you know, Erykah Badu, everybody that have been through there. Even some of the old people back in the day, you know, back in the day with De La Soul and all that sound, they was going in back then too. So, yeah, it's been a long journey and a fabulous story, you know, a very encouraging and a real true story. So, yes, y'all tune in next week, man, for that. It's going to be on fire next Friday. If all goes well, we'll be on that vibration right there. So, yes, thanks again, Bev. And I don't have anything else. Well, I have my drum here. I said I'm going to give us some heartbeat. So, you don't mind?
Oh, please.
To go with that ohm that she started us off with.
Yeah.
That was my South American rattle drum. So, yeah, I don't want to waking up the neighborhood.
Good.
People trying to go to sleep. Yes.
Yes, good, man.
A joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Yes.
Yes.
Loving it.
Thank you, Aaron.
Love y'all very much.
Yes. Love you. Better love everyone. We listen in Sunday at 3:00 Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be vibing with the heartbeat of the drums. So thank you so much, Eric, again. Looking forward to next Friday also. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, right after you play that song. You're gonna go out with a song. When you play that song, after you play that song, come back and I'm gonna go to my gong. I'm gonna pull out my gun.
Okay. I will.
All right.
So we'll be back.
Thank you.
Santana, love, devotion, and surrender. Eric, you taking us out with your gun?
Yeah, Bev, and after that, after this gong, could you please take us out with one more? Take us out with one more song. That's Stardust, so we can remind ourselves we're dripping in minerals.
Stardust.
Yeah.
Who was that by? I know.
Stardust is by Free Soul and Lava.
Okay.
Lava Girl. Another bullet from Lava Girl.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, you can give us the gong, and I'm going to be looking for her, the Lava Girl.
Excellent. Take a deep breath, y'all, and just relax. Been a great evening. Very pleased to meet you all. Look forward to meeting you again. Hug a tree. Noches.
Yes, and Eric, if If I can't find Stardust, what else do you want to listen to?
Meal of the Sun. Meal of the Sun. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out.
Okay, what is that again? Say it one more time. I got over 300 and some songs here. Tell me again.
Meal of the Sun or Stardust. Mm-hmm. Meal, M-E-A-L, Meal of the Sun.
Okay.
Yeah, just take us out with something, baby. Don't matter. You could take us out with some drumming. That'll be fire.
Okay, because for some reason, I'm not. Let me go to the drumming. I'll take us out with some drumming here because I'm not connecting.
Naturally.
All right.
Bliss.
Okay, here we go. All right, thank you. Better love. And thank you, family, and again, Eric.
Look up.